This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. There has been a major resurgence of sectarian violence in Iraq over the past few days. It began over the weekend with coordinated bomb and mortar attacks in Sadr City, a teeming slum on the eastern edge of Baghdad that is home to some 2 million Shiites. In Sunday's attack, nearly 60 Shiites were killed and some 200 wounded. Since then, police in Baghdad have uncovered more than 100 bodies, many of them Sunni Arabs, the apparent victims of reprisal killings by Shiite militiamen. NPR's Jamie Terabay reports on militias from Baghdad.
His name, ironically, is Saddam Hussein, but any resemblance to the former leader ends there. This Saddam is a member of the Mahdi Army, a militia loyal to Muqtada al-Sadr. Saddam says he joined the Mahdi Army 4 years ago, and his loyalty is clear.
I joined this army because of my love for the Sayyid Muqtada. May God keep him for us. He is the face of courage in Iraq. We're trained, have our weapons, and are organized. We are in the thousands. We are tens of thousands.
Sadr's militia launched two separate uprisings against U.S. troops in 2004. And while both were put down by American forces, Sadr himself escaped retribution, and he has since joined the political mainstream. In last December's election, Sadr placed followers in several different parties, and he now commands a bloc of more than 30 legislators. His power in parliament now echoes his power in the streets of Sadr City and elsewhere. When the Shiite Holy Mosque in Samarra was attacked last month, the Mahdi army came out in force. Men in the militia's black uniforms were seen opening fire on Sunni mosques in Baghdad and nearby provinces. Sunnis blamed them for the deaths of dozens of Sunni clerics and others. Now, as chants honoring Shiite martyrs echo through the streets of Sadr City, the Mahdi army is again the face of revenge, stringing up the bodies of four people accused of involvement in last Sunday's bombings. In the hours that followed, scores of corpses have been found in the streets of Baghdad. The city's morgue reported receiving 74 bodies in 24 hours, most of them Sunnis. Blaming Sadr and his supporters, Sunni leaders are mulling creation of their own militia. But Sadr's men are not the only Shiite militia in Iraq. There's also the Badr Brigade, the military arm of Skiri, the largest Shiite religious party in the country. Abdul Karim al-Naqib is Badr's public relations director, and in a suit and tie, he dresses the part. He insists Badr is now a political organization.
As you can see now, we have no weapons. We do not carry out operations, and we don't attack any other sect or party. We use democratic ways to make our demands.
Naqib acknowledges that members of the Badr militia have joined the ranks of Iraq's security forces, but he claims the number is low. He dismisses accusations that Shiite commando units under the Interior Ministry's control operate as death squads, randomly killing Sunnis.
What's been said about human rights violations is incorrect and exaggerated.
In addition to the Mahdi army and the Badr militia, there are two large Kurdish militias operating mostly in northern Iraq. And some government ministers and political leaders employ their own personal militias as protection units. Iraqis like 20-year-old Mustafa Bassem blame the government for allowing the militias to take control.
They are the Mahdi army, the Badr organization. They kill people and oppress the Iraqis, like in the secret jails. They kidnap people from their houses and take them to jail.
Speaking to reporters recently, General George Casey, the top U.S. military commander in Iraq, said there's no silver bullet for solving the militia problem.
It will take a holistic effort to get at the militia issue. There are several aspects to it, and I do not believe that we will ultimately succeed until the Iraqi security forces, the police, and the military are the only ones in Iraq with guns. Now, that's a longer-term solution.
In the meantime, well-armed militia continue to rule many of Iraq's streets. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Baghdad.